Hi everybody, Blake here. Just a quick message to let you know that Digital Marketing That Works has been rebranded under the DreamSpark umbrella. It's still going to produce the same amazing content and give you digital marketing tips on a daily basis, but we're also going to be giving you so much more. We're excited for this transition. Go check out the DreamSpark YouTube page. It's listed under me, the host, Blake Emmel. Go check it out. It's amazing. We're excited about the rebrand, and let's get to the episode. Welcome to the DreamSpark podcast. I am Blake Emmel. Today, I'm going to tell you why you are a self-starter. I want to tell you what that really means and what it's going to do for you in your life. So let's get right to it. I talk a lot about being a self-starter, and people don't really know what that is. And to be honest with you, I didn't know what it was until a few years ago when this became so important to me. Being a self-starter simply means that you're the type of person that proactively seeks change before anyone asks you to do anything about it. You see things before they need to be done, and you do them because you care deeply about that thing. You care deeply about people. You care deeply about your success and the success of others. You are a self-starter. And if you don't feel like this is describing you, that's okay. It's not natural to be a self-starter. In fact, the natural way that we behave as human beings is simply to be lazy, to do nothing, because that's what's easy. Easy is not natural. But the difficult things, although they may be unnatural, are the things that produce long-term results. And that's where I want to arrive with all of you eventually. It's not the kind of thing where you can take one major leap today and you have arrived. I have not arrived. I'm not even close. This is simply an outlet for me to grow with you, and I'm super excited about it. I want to talk today just a little bit about what it means to be a self-starter, a little further than what I've already explained, and how you can take steps to improve yourself day after day so that you don't have to feel overwhelmed, but you really feel like you're making progress. So beyond just being proactive, what does it mean to be a self-starter? Well, to me, it just simply means that I have predetermined what I care about, what I'm passionate about. I like to say it's what makes my heart sing. It's the thing that brings me a profound joy that nothing else could bring me. If I can identify and channel that one thing that makes me happier than anything else, then I can start taking action immediately to making sure that that's a major part of my life every single day. Now, when I see problems arise that surround this particular thing that I'm passionate about, I need to be the one as a self-starter to tackle those problems immediately. And every human being is different. You may be super passionate about labradoodles. I'm not, but you might be. And that is fantastic. That is what your passion is, and that is what you should focus on. You shouldn't focus on the things that I think are great, and you shouldn't focus on the things that you think produce a great potential for opportunity. That's all good and well. Opportunities are amazing. It's great to do things that also have a lot of upside. But what's more important is that you do what you care about. If you are focusing on the things that truly excite you, that give you a jolt of energy, that is what will stick with you. You will be consistent in that. And to be a self-starter means that you're consistently working towards your passion. So if you are currently stuck in a job that you're not interested in, that you're just doing because you need the money, I get that. I've been there. Everybody's been there. It's kind of unavoidable to never spend time. You have to spend some time working in a place that you don't necessarily love. It's kind of a rite of passage. It just happens in life because we can't shirk all responsibility. That's why I'm a huge proponent of the side hustle. If you can't drop everything and become a full-on entrepreneur, or if you're a failed entrepreneur, quote unquote, that's okay. It's totally fine and doesn't make you weak to have a regular job and to do what you love on the side. It's amazing. It's the best feeling to go from work at the office to work at home and to truly care about what you're doing. You need something in your life that you really care about working toward. So I'm a big proponent, wherever you're at right now, start a side hustle. Start being a self-starter and build something yourself that you care about. Whether it's ridiculous, whether it is amazing and helpful, add value to somebody that's like you. Find somebody that cares about that thing you love as much as you do and communicate with those people. That's all you have to do. So being a self-starter means identify that passion and then you do whatever it takes to get to that end goal. And nobody's going to tell you exactly what to do, what steps to take. If you're passionate about Hot Pockets, then, well, that's kind of weird, but that's great. If you want to do something with Hot Pockets, then you do it. And I can't necessarily tell you any steps of what to take, what steps to take, what things to do to succeed in that sphere, because that's not what I'm passionate about. But in general, we can help each other to be accountable, to get the things done that we need to get done. So my challenge today for all you listeners out there is find the thing that makes your heart sing. Find that one passion that jolts you like a bolt of lightning and brings you so much energy that you cannot sleep at night because you keep thinking about it. And once you have identified that thing that you love so much, start talking about it. Start working on it. Start building something related to that. You'll be surprised at how much it changes your attitude about work. That's where we're going to leave off today. I'm really excited to be on this journey with you. If I can help at all, drop me a voice message, drop me an email. You can reach out on any social platform. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, at Blake B. Emmel. Same on Instagram, at Blake B. Emmel. And make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Dream Spark. You'll see my face, my mug right there on the channel art. So subscribe, keep listening. Let's work together. I'm really excited, and have a great day.